With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to On Texas Football. Hope you're having a good weekend. It's Sunday. That means the visitors that were in for the University of Texas are now leaving campus. We're having their final meetings with the coaching staff. CJ Vogel, you and Jerry Hamilton out at the Austin Airport to interview players as they take off. There was some news and notes that happened last night since our previous update here on Texas Football. CJ, thanks for taking a minute to update us all on what's going on. So far, you said that Amari Winston, the tight end out of Georgia, KJ Lacy, quarterback out of Mobile, Alabama, and Devin Williams, a defensive back out of Buford, Georgia, have all left town at the airport. What was your takeaway from talking with those three guys? And I think we have some audio coming as well of a couple of them. What were your takeaways from those three?
Yeah, we knew coming into this weekend, Bobby, the seven committed players on campus were going to help the Longhorns in some fashion, right? You know, it's a big weekend for the Longhorns in terms of, you know, Michael Fasusi, Jamie French, Khalid Clockett. There's a number of big-time prospects here. Well, one of the, I would say, more underrated parts of this weekend is having a majority of the class on campus to help recruit and help, of course, kind of lure them into the Texas 2025 class. And that's kind of been what I've been hearing from KJ Lacy, who said right away, it's Khalid Clockett, it's Jamie French at the top of my list of guys I want to recruit. I heard a little bit from Amari Winston as well. He said, yeah, Nick Townsend, I'd love to play with him. I know Texas is looking at a two tight end class in 2025. I know that I'm, you know, reaffirming my commitment in the spot this weekend kind of sealed the deal. But at the same time, I want to play with good players. I want to be pushed to the limit at the tight end position. He's the guy that will do that for me. So of course it's very important. These guys will all have individual recruitments on campus, of course, but to have seven commits on campus this weekend, to me, that pushes it a little bit more, kind of getting an idea of who you could play with, who you can play for, and of course, just more guys pulling you into the Texas class.
All right. We're going to have that video up here in a second, some of the guys talking, but first I want to ask you, CJ, sounds like last night the Longhorns and Steve Sarkisian kind of having some fun. Players went to Topgolf, and then the parents and a couple of the players stayed over and went back and had a karaoke session of sorts. I'm being told that Bo Barnes's dad brought down the house with a rendition of Love and Happiness. Is that what you're hearing from the Longhorn official visits from yesterday?
Yeah, what a show that must have been, right? You know, we see the personality when we talk to Elijah. Apple doesn't fall far there, absolutely. That would have been a quite the treat to sit in there and watch that one. But Texas has done great this month, Bobby, in terms of giving these kids an opportunity to go out, see the city. And, of course, when it comes down to it, you got to talk business. They do a great job of separating the fun from the football and vice versa. Of course, I've heard great things about Longhorns and parents this weekend, especially with Khalid Clockett, Jamie French, the two of the bigger uncommitted prospects on campus right now. Texas did a great job. Jerry Hamilton put up a note earlier today. You know, it was Khalid Clockett and Jamie French's family who was throwing up the horns in a photo at one point last night. That's, you know, a bit interesting. So I think Texas did a great job when it comes to, of course, making these kids feel like a priority on campus and then giving them opportunities to see the city, expand beyond the university, and, of course, just enjoy their time in Austin.
Got it. You know, Jerry also put up an article this morning, CJ, that I thought was pretty good I actually thought it was great. Really info-packed. A lot of breaking down the major questions coming out of this weekend. You know, I've got to ask you a couple of them because I think that they bring up such good questions. What is Texas going to do at wide receiver right now? Do we know what Texas is going to do at wide receiver, or is it a wait-and-see situation?
Yeah, it's interesting when it comes to when the timelines kind of fall in place, right? We've talked about it with DeCorian Moore, probably right before the season. Jamie French, very similar to that. Does one pop beforehand? Does it, and if that happens, does that expedite the timelines of other wide receivers? Right now, I think you're looking at DeCorian Moore saying, hey, it doesn't matter. You're going to have a spot regardless. Jamie French, probably the same thing. But in the sense that Texas pursuing the big three at the wide receiver spot this year, of course, that's Khalik Lockett, Jamie French, and DeCorian Moore. If Texas was to get out early for Jamie French or DeCorian Moore, does that change things for Khalik Lockett? That was the big question coming into the weekend. Of course, you know, wide receivers want the football. With 3 5-star guys coming in the class, and of course, you know, a very talented Ryan Wingo in 2024, that's a lot of guys vying for the football right now. And of course, there's only one ball on the field. So I hesitate right now to see all three end up in the Longhorns class. Of course, Texas is making a very interesting, but Khalik Lockett, again, just coming off that Alabama midweek, Florida State's been around. Texas A&M feels like they have an outside shot at this one as well. I hesitate to believe that all three will end up in the class, and Khalik's probably that guy I have the least confidence at this this current point in the recruitment.
CJ, Jamie French, Jerry Hamilton reporting Jamie French now at the airport as well. We'll have more from that here in a bit. But before we do that, I want to play a little bit of what we heard from Amari Winston. We don't talk about him very much, the tight end out of Georgia that's been committed to Texas for so long. He took a couple of other official visits. But with this comment, I think that it's safe to say he's probably a very solid pledge to the Longhorns. Matthew, our producer, is going to start that now.
Dude, I mean, what was the big takeaways for this week?
I guess I just got the all-around feeling, like, I guess if there was any feeling that, like, within the other school, that's all gone now.
That's all gone now. Good stuff there, Matt. I tell you what, guys, that's the kind of response you want to have when a guy is looking at other schools. I think he went to visit Auburn, among others, et cetera. KJ Lacey also went to Texas this week as well. We're going to have more from him in a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about some other questions here. Nick Townsend is the guy that I want to bring up there because Amari Winston, tight end, Nick Townsend, tight end, defensive end prospect out of Spring Decaney High School, one of the best in the country. We heard Texas made some moves there potentially, right, CJ?
Yeah, that's been the case I've heard as well. Of course, I think Texas is in a very strong spot to add Nick Townsend. Interestingly enough, you know, if you go back to that Amari Winston interview we just listened to a little bit later on, he said, yeah, I'd love to play with Nick Townsend. Question is, I'm not sure if he's being recruited as a tight end. Of course, I think most of us believe that is the case. He is a tight end at the next level, but Texas is giving him that option right now to say, hey, maybe you do have some tight defensive end in you at the next level. Of course, we'll evaluate that. We love you at tight end. We love the speed. We love the physicality. But hey, you know what? We'll see down the road. But right now, I believe Texas is doing a very fine job of pitching the offense to Nick Townsend right now. Of course, it's very easy when you can point back to Jatavion Sanders and what he's done over the past few years to say, yeah, you know, guys like you that can run, stretch the offense vertically, we'll have a place for you. Just, you know, wait and see what Amari Nyblack is going to do this year. I think right now that's resonating in the sense with Nick Townsend that Texas will present a very, you know, bountiful position at the tight end spot at the next level for him.
Interesting. Nick Townsend was hosted by Jordan Washington, the Texas freshman tight end. So I don't think Texas is necessarily saying, hey, you're being recruited as defensive end. I think they're saying you're good enough to play on either side of the ball, buddy. So they're going at it that direction. Another guy that I want to mention that I am being told had a tremendous visit is Cade Phillips out of Fort Bend Hightower High School. CJ, what is the latest y'all have heard on him at this point?
Yeah, I would say Cade Phillips was probably the top guy I had heard positive remarks about this weekend. Of course, I look at his recruitment very similarly to what you know, Caleb Chester went through. You know, it took a time in between, you know, kind of realizing who his top groups of schools were and then coming into Texas for the official visit. And obviously with Caleb Chester, we saw a commitment only a few days after his time in Austin. I'm not saying that's going to be the same thing for Cade Phillips, but in the sense of where that recruitment started to how it went, and then, of course, following the official visit, I think Texas is sitting very well within striking distance for Cade Phillips, a very talented guy on campus as well. Listen, I think Texas, with the way that its recruiting has gone at the defensive back class, they're looking at Cade Phillips as, hey, we've got a spot for you, and we've been waiting for you. Of course, he was hosted by Derek Williams, the five-star safety out of Westgate, Louisiana. That says a little bit to me. You know, when you come in and these guys who have played early in their tenure at Texas are the ones hosting the recruitment, that tells me that they're being prioritized by the staff and by the players as well. So I think Cade Phillips and the Longhorns.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sit very, handsomely at the moment. In their recruitment.
Gotcha. Another guy that I think actually was a top level recruit that also apparently had a great visit was Michael Fasusi, the big offensive lineman, offensive tackle out of Louisville. I saw some photos yesterday of him making their way across the visit or across the internet on his official visit. And Kyle Flood, the Texas offensive line coach, pulled a special one. He had a Nigerian national soccer team shirt on during his official visit there. What did you hear about Michael Fasusi, who Jerry Hamilton and you both have been saying, hey, we know it's Texas versus A&M or Texas versus OU. Texas has been the consistent one, consistently mentioned there. What's your take on the Michael Fasusi comment at this point? Or recruitment at this point?
Yeah, it very much got what I called the DeCorian Moore treatment from a week ago, right? You know, Sarkisian was in the car with them on the way to dinner. They spent time together very often when they were around the facility. And of course, Texas let it be known that, hey, we need you. We want you. Five-star tackles from the state of Texas. This is a big recruitment. It's a statement recruitment, if you will, for Texas A&M and Oklahoma, trying to pry him away from what I believe to be a slight Texas lean at the moment. Of course, you go back and you kind of put in perspective of what this commitment would mean for Texas A&M and Mike Elko's first true cycle. That would be huge for them. And I think Texas and Sarkisian understand that. I think you look at it from Oklahoma's perspective and what Bill Biedenbaugh has meant in terms of the development and recruitment of offensive linemen in the past. And you kind of say, whoa, we got to put an end to this at some point. You're from the state of Texas. You're from DFW. We've had a lot of success there. This is a recruitment that we should come away winning 9 times out of 10. And right now, I think Texas is in a very, very strong spot for him. And of course, Trevor Goosby was his host, two DFW kids. They've known each other for quite some time. And again, I think coming out of it, it's that relationship with Kyle Flood that's going to be the determining factor long-term for me with Michael Fasusi. Of course, Flood, Choice, and Sarkisian all went up to Louisville earlier this spring to sit down and kind of have, you know, what I would call an in-home visit at the school when Fasusi and his father kind of sat around and listened to the Longhorns pitch. I heard very strong positive about his recruitment this week. And of course, getting that final visit for him is very crucial going into the month of July, where I expect the decision to come before the beginning of the season.
Hey, I had a question for you. Two other guys that maybe weren't talked about as much as they should have been heading into this official visit. I want to get your update. Aiden Anding out of Ruston, Louisiana, brought his family in with him, the defensive back. And then Madden Faramo, a linebacker out of California, apparently he had a great visit as well. Notre Dame had been considered the heavy favorite, but Texas may be doing something on that at this point.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And real quick, I want to highlight the hosts for this weekend's official visitors for each of them, right? And I think Texas did a great job at finding and pairing the hosts this weekend with the uncommitted prospects. That's Wardell Mack, who hosted Aiden Amming. Why is that significant? Well, both of them were from the state of Louisiana. Both of them heavily considered the Longhorns. And if you go back to Mack's recruitment, where Texas had to come in and fight Florida for a decommitment and then a flip later on, well, the whole reason of why I left Louisiana and ended up at Texas is a big, you know, kind of conversation right now for Aiden Amming, who's also considering Arkansas and Miami. I think Texas, got out to a strong start earlier in April when they kind of rolled out the red carpet. They showed him around campus the entire trip, basically, and kind of gave him an idea of what it was like to live in Austin and play at Texas. I think that speaks volumes to how heavily they're recruiting him at the moment. And of course, for Manferemo, it was Leon Galifau. And why is that significant? Well, y'all can put two and two together right there with Absolutely. The connection from out west and obviously the poly ties there. Johnny Nansen's done a tremendous job. I think behind the scenes here, this has been a quieter recruitment, but Texas is in a sneaky spot. And I think Jerry and I also mentioned this earlier, Bobby. I don't know if this is his first time on campus as it's kind of been paraded about so far in this weekend. I think he might have snuck in at some point to Austin earlier this cycle. And if that's the case, I think Texas is in a much, you know, better position than originally anticipated. Of course, Notre Dame is that top spot at the moment. But, hey, we talked to Elijah Barnes. He says that's a guy that he would love to play with. And at 6'3", 230 pounds, Bobby, that's quite the frame when you turn on the tape and see him running around hitting folks. Pretty impressive prospect nonetheless, and the Longhorns have done a great job presenting the university and the opportunities around it this weekend to him and his family.
I love it because those are two bonus-sized linebackers, two really true SEC-style size guys. They both can play between the tackles if need be. And
they can run.
What's that?
And they can run. Absolutely. Yes. They can get sideline to sideline.
Yeah, they both can run, and they both hit people, and they go down. All right, I mentioned that we were going to have a little something from Jamie French, the five-star wide receiver out of Jacksonville, Florida. We have a little bit now here from Jerry Hamilton just a few moments ago. Give it over to Jamie French, wide receiver out of Jacksonville, Mandarin.
Or, you know, I've only been out once, but now I've been twice. So really loving that and just showing me why I need to come here in Austin, Texas for sure.
Who was your player host?
Ryan Wingo.
Okay, yeah, you were saying that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he tell you about it? Five-star receiver himself, yeah. You know, what did he tell you?
Very similar situation, him being far from home and national kid like me, you know, just give me some little touch points, little points and stuff on why I need to come to Texas and stuff like that. And just really just showing me like a little brother role, you know, taking me under his wing, showing me around and stuff like that, no doubt, yeah.
So in April, you said, you know, Texas jumped into your top three. Right. They were your leader at one point. Right. Where's Texas right now on this after this official visit?
Man, they're definitely up right now, but I see everybody's on an even platform, Barton. You know, with this whole July, me and my family are going to sit back, you know, think about it. I'm going to make my decision on the 30th, for sure, no doubt.
Is there anywhere you want to see that last weekend of July when the dead period opens up or get back to?
Man, if anything, it would be this place, if anything, for sure. Okay. Texas, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. What schools are they?
All right, good stuff there, Matt. Thanks for having us. Having that for us, CJ, Jamie French, obviously saying that, you know, hey, if he's visiting somewhere else again in July, it's going to be this place, Texas. Good stuff there from him as well. All right. Anything else you're on the lookout? Anything else you want to be talking about before we do this little afternoon update? We've got the live stream tonight at 7. That's going to be a lot of recruiting stuff, obviously. CJ, your call on this. What are you thinking? Anything else you want to add?
I think that last quote from Jamie French was a little bit telling, right? If I am going to go see another place at the end of July when things open back up again, it's going to be the University of Texas. Of course, he says things are on equal footing there, but the Longhorns feel confident. Sarkisian did a great job making him feel like a priority. And of course, if he makes it back out to Austin at that time, I think that says a lot about where things are headed at the moment. Texas felt good coming in the weekend. Texas feels great as he leaves Bergstrom right now. The other one, obviously, is Michael Fasusi, the five-star offensive lineman. I talked about the implications of what that would mean if Texas were to win this recruitment. It's keeping him from A&M in year one of Mike Elko, that would be a statement victory for him on the recruiting trail. Obviously, Oklahoma, who, you know, if you look at that class right now, they got some talent, but they're missing that true, you know, blue chip piece at the top of that class. He would be that for them. I think that would be a again, a massive statement for the Longhorns. Him being the only uncommitted offensive lineman this weekend, I think you allow, you know, the Texas staff to kind of put that pressure on him saying, hey, we got three other guys in the class right now at the offensive line spot. We're just missing you right now. I think that was one of the statements that they made this weekend. Of course, leaving, I feel very, very strongly about the Longhorns in a very strong position for him moving forward.
I got to ask you one last player before we let you go, and that's Devin Williams. That's somebody that you saw at the airport and met him there and talked to him a little bit. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was interesting, right? You know, and I think Texas is making a push for him. I'm not sure how heavily of a push that will be at the moment. Of course, he did say he's still committed to Auburn. That's all strong and intact. But he says Texas is giving him a lot to think about. He, you know, kind of raved about his relationship with Terry Joseph, said the family loves Terry Joseph. And, of course, whenever he talked with Steve Sarkisian, and this was an interesting point to me, it was more Sarkisian talking about the program and obviously the culture that's been, instilled over the last year and a half, 2 years at the University of Texas. Normally when you hear about kids talking about their time with Sarkisian, it's Sarkisian saying, this is where you need to be. This is, basically the spot that we see and envision for you. We're just missing you in our class at the moment. I'm not sure if that was the vibe I got from talking with Devin Williams, but at the time, you look at cornerback recruiting, you look at, you know, kind of that defensive back spot, plenty of room still to go, of course, with six official visitors in the last 5 days on campus. Devin Williams is one of them, and the Longhorns gave him a lot to think about as he heads back to Georgia.
5'10", 160 cornerback, as you mentioned. He is from the same high school, Buford, Georgia, as newcomer to Texas Longhorns, Isaiah Bond, the wide receiver from Alabama that just transferred in. So keep that in mind. All right, CJ, I'm going to let you get back to it. You and Jerry covering this recruitment. Again, we'll see you tonight on the Longhorn live stream, unless there's more breaking news. If that's the case, we will break in here. Also, you can check us out online. CJ and Jerry are going to have news and notes all day long. On TexasFootball.com is the place to do that. And you can be a special OTF OG, $39 for just 1 year, $39.95 for 1 year. That's $20 off the regular subscription. Use the promo code, though, OTF OG. On Texas football. All right, CJ, I'll let you get back to it, buddy. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. It should be a good weekend. Of course, going into July, Texas in a good spot for a number of guys.
All right, hook 'em.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.